Turn to page 3 so we can look in more detail as to how we build rapport using our physiology. There are 3 main processes within rapport building with physiology. There's matching, mirroring, and crossover mirroring. Matching is where you match the other person's physiology with your own. So for instance, if you had your right arm raised, and I had my right arm raised, then I'd be matching you. If you had your right arm raised, and I had my left arm raised, then I've become a mirror image of you. So I'm mirroring you. Then crossover mirroring actually is specifically used to build rapport with someone who is in a state that you wouldn't want to be in yourself. Let's say that you are doing therapy session with someone who is doing depression. Now, if you were to get into rapport with someone who is doing that particular state, then you begin to feel the same way, which obviously isn't that useful if you're going to assist to get them out of it. And you still want to have rapport with them. So what you can actually do is cross over a particular part of your body with a part of their body. This is something that Milton Erickson used to do a lot, basically because he had quite limited use of his own physiology later in his life because of having polio twice. So quite often what Erickson would do is he would match someone's breathing with the rise and fall of his finger or the tapping of his foot. Again, he was communicating, hey, I'm like you, therefore you can like me and get the rapport. But he wasn't actually needing to completely adopt the same physiology as the other person. So those are 3 main processes, matching, mirroring, and crossover mirroring. Now, further down on page 3 are the things that we can match and mirror. Firstly, there's the posture. What posture does someone have? Things to particularly look out for. If the person is sitting down, what's the angle of their spine? Some people sit with their spine very, very upright. Other people sit with their spine at quite an angle. Actually, adopting the same spine angle gets you rapport. There's also the relationship between the head and the shoulders. Does the person tip their head to one side? Is the head up? Is it down? Adopting the same relationship between your head and shoulders as the other person will tend to build you rapport. Then there's the overall upper body posture. What's the posture of the arms and relationship with the body? And then the lower body. What's the position of the legs compared to the rest of the body? Then there's the gestures. Beginning to match and mirror somebody else's gestures, again, builds unconscious rapport. Obviously, you would actually adopt the other person's gestures whilst you were speaking. You wouldn't use their gestures whilst they were speaking. But we do have to be precise with this. I have seen people actually do that, and it doesn't quite get rapport. Then there's facial expressions and blinking. You know, the other person raises their eyebrows, you raise yours. The other person furrows their brow, you furrow your brow. They smile, you smile. Even beginning to match the rate and timing of the other person's blinking will begin to build rapport. Then possibly the ultimate means of building rapport with someone using physiology is by matching their breathing. The rate of the breathing, and also the location, whether they're breathing from the top of the chest or right down from the diaphragm. So all of those things we can either match, mirror, or cross over mirror. And what we're doing is we're using that 55% of the communication unconsciously to communicate, hey, I'm like you, therefore you can like me, and we can build rapport.